Elementary schools that immerse children in a foreign language are on the rise across the country. WUSF's Carrie Sheridan visited a new French immersion school in St. Petersburg, where American kids as young as three are learning French by speaking it daily.
Inside the French-American School of Tampa Bay, they're taking attendance. Everyone looks at me when I walk in, so I introduce myself.
Je m'appelle Carrie. Je travaille pour la radio.
I tell the kids that I work for the radio station. A boy named Jonathan talks back to me.
Was my papa out there on the radio?
C'est qui ton papa?
Joe.
Ah, c'est Joe ton papa. Oui, j'ai parlé avec Joe.
Indeed, I did speak to his father just moments earlier at drop-off. Joe Barry works for the military and speaks some Spanish. His wife speaks French. He tells me his son spoke no French when he started at the school in the fall. And now?
He's singing in French. He's saying certain words in French. And I'm already encountering occasions where my wife and son are conversing and I don't know what's going on and I feel left out. So.
Aujourd'hui nous sommes vendredi.
Aujourd'hui nous sommes vendredi. Très bien.
From the moment the children walk in at 8:30 a.m. until the end of the day at 3, everyone speaks primarily in French. The school was founded by a Frenchman, Willie LeBillon, and his American wife, Beth. For the past two decades, they've run a similar French immersion school in Maine. Schools like this are becoming increasingly common. According to the Center for Applied Linguistics in Washington, in 1971, there were just three of them. There were 448 at last count in 2011. Willie LeBillon says most focus on elementary and middle school age kids because that's when language is most easily learned.
There's a window of opportunity from birth to age 10, 11, 12 to really learn a second language easily with no effort, in context, with no accent.
Even if the parents don't speak French themselves, Beth LeBillon says they often want their children to have a global view.
In America, we're starting to recognize that the world is becoming a smaller place in the sense that being able to communicate with someone in another country in another language is something that we need to embrace.
Some immersion schools are public. This one is private. Its fees range from $9,000 to $13,000 per year. The class sizes are small. For now, just 11 children are enrolled, age 3 to 9. There's room for 100 eventually. What many American schools cut back on, the French school embraces. Kids here learn to write in cursive. Music and art are key parts of the curriculum. Music is the only thing taught in English. Some experts say that knowing two languages or more can improve a person's ability to focus, concentrate, manage complex tasks, skills known in brain science as executive function. Ellen Bialystok is a research professor of psychology at York University in Canada.
Those executive functions are enhanced in bilinguals because they're used all the time to manage attention to two languages. So it makes performance easier. It doesn't make you smarter. It doesn't add IQ points.
But she says the benefits can extend long beyond the school years into old age. Studies show that being fluent in two languages may even help ward off dementia. Carrie Sheridan, WUSF 89.7 News.